Well, welcome everybody. This is Andy Butcher. I'm the editor of Christian Retailing Magazine. It's November the 4th, and you're getting to listen in with as I meet with the rest of the Christian Retailing editorial team, just to look ahead to the coming month and see what we're going to be writing about and what's happening. With me today, I have managing editor Chris Johnson, news editor Eric Tianse, assistant editor Dwayne Hamby, and our online editor Felicia Mann. Thanks all for joining me. Let's start on the news front. The big news, obviously, that we're facing right now is Bill Anderson's resignation as President CEO of CBA. What actually do we know so far, Eric?
Well, actually, we don't know much right now. No explanation was given for the reason for his departure. And the comments that we're receiving from industry leaders are kind of wide-ranging. Some were surprised. Some expected it to happen. So I don't know what that means. I think it's interesting how the announcement was made. It's kind of a little bit of a different take than what GMA did last month with John's Tale. I just look back and his announcement was made kind of openly. There was a reason given why he was leaving. This one, there was no reason. They were talking to the press with John's Tale. This one, they're not really talking. So it's kind of different how that was handled for two associations, organizations that are in the Christian product.
Right. And it's obvious, I mean, it's the end of an era. I mean, 30 years, Bill Anderson was there, 25 years as the head. You've got to wonder what the repercussions are going to be for the industry. We're trying to understand what it'll all mean.
Well, I talked to one supplier who said that it's not going to affect the suppliers and the vendors as much as the retailers, because he says if you compared it to like a pastor who's been at a church for many, many years, the congregation is used to that pastor, and once that pastor leaves, there's going to be members who are obviously going to, you know, feel closely associated with that pastor. And he said the retailers that were used to Bill are going to miss him, and they might not like the new incoming leader.
Yeah, change is always hard, particularly after such a long period, isn't it? And Bill Anderson is so synonymous with the face of Christian retailing. I mean, we all know that CBA has been in a season of change over the past few years, but it's certainly going to be very interesting to see how all this plays out over the coming weeks as they pursue looking for a new person. Do we know anything about the process, about how that's going to happen?
From what we know, not much. It's kind of slow leaking information as far as what's going to happen. There's a lot of talk of praying about it, and also that there's process that they have to go through. So we're not really sure how this is all going to pan out.
Right. Let's hope in some way this could become something of a unifying kind of moment for the industry. It is a significant season of change, and if we do have people seriously praying and committed, then you know this could be it's a difficult season of change, but could be a good one for the industry as well.
If you use the church analogy with CBA, when a new church has a new pastor coming in, there is a certain amount of rubbernecking coming in. Okay, we haven't paid attention. Now we're going to see what's going to happen. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how much of Bill Anderson's personality shaped the CBA over the 25 years, and how much the new person's personality, you know, what kind of effect will it have on the organization?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In other news, we have another Bill resigning. Bill Simmons stepping down as president of Berean Christian Stores, having just recently led them through bankruptcy. So really, it's just a season of quite significant change, isn't it, for the industry right now?
Yes, it is.
Having said that, the kind of a segue, though, we're also working on the fact of some stability, because we've been looking at stores that have been around for a long time. We've been working on a story about significant anniversaries. What can you tell us briefly about that, Eric, that we're looking to?
Well, we actually found several stores that have been in business for 50, some I think 70 years. And it was really interesting to talk to them, how they've made it this far. Baker Bookhouse is one of them in Grand Rapids. In fact, there's another one in Grand Rapids, the Kriegel store there. So they're still plugging along, and it's amazing how they can still survive in this climate that we have. So hopefully that'll encourage the retailers that are out there.
Right, and we've been talking to them, looking for some of the lessons from their longevity that That's hopefully right. can be an encouragement, maybe an inspiration to some others as well, right?
That's yeah. right.
What about, we're obviously heading into Thanksgiving and then the holiday season. What's your sense, folks, from talking to suppliers and retailers alike about the kind of the mood and the focus of Christmas season, always very important for retail, especially important after a tough year?
I think from the ones that I've talked to, they're more optimistic than last year. The retailers that I talked to didn't have a good Christmas 2008, and they blamed that on the election and, of course, you know, the downturn in the economy. So they're cautiously optimistic, I think, is safe to say. So we'll have to look at that issue again when January rolls around to see how they do.
Right. Any particular focus that you've noticed in terms of, I don't know, promotions or theme or anything? Obviously, we have the Disney movie that's going to be big news in the general market, but what are you hearing? Anything?
You know, when I talked to the retailers for an article that we did on our retail focus, a few of them mentioned that they would do less holiday-themed gifts and more gifts that would survive after the holidays, more that they could brand as Christmas but didn't necessarily have to be tied as Christmas, so that they wouldn't lose them after the holidays were over.
Right.
Well, there's going to be a lot of competition in terms of books this year because of the price wars going on between Amazon, Target, and Walmart.com, right? All the .coms.
Right.
And they're pricing books around $9, as I understand it.
And so Amazon changed today to not just upcoming books at $9, but I think some books that are releasing now at $9.
Right. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Christian retailers respond
right.
to that and what they do in terms of their price pointing and so on, isn't it? And there's going to be quite a challenge for them in the coming few weeks.
Maybe it will be a good year for gifts.
Yeah, maybe it will. Dwayne, let's stick with you. In terms of November, it's National Bible Month. What's happening in terms of Bible releases? Anything significant this month?
Well, we have Glow coming out. That's a big deal from Zondervan and Nelson Saba. Is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Who did the Illuminated Bible for Tyndale. And just a lot of good information about that. It seems like it's going to be a good product for retail. They're releasing it first to retail, so hopefully that'll drive more customers into Christian bookstores. And then, you know, who knows what will happen later on. But obviously, it's already gotten some buzz in Newsweek.
Right.
So hopefully retailers can kind of capitalize on that. You also had mentioned in a story that you did about Zondervan repackaging the Bible experience.
Right.
And we have the Word of Promise, the full Word of Promise Bible that's getting some buzz as well. So now they'll have the whole Bible from Thomas Nelson.
Right. In fact, just interesting, I'd noted as an aside, I noticed in an article online about the full Nelson Bible that one of the creative brains behind it is actually the voice of the Pillsbury Dough boy. That's his.
Really?
So that's like actually in our industry forum area where we catalogue what other media are writing about. It was just a curious little anecdote that I spotted there. What about more broadly? What are the new releases? What are the major new releases? We obviously have Sarah Palin.
Right.
Going Rogue coming soon. Do we expect to see that in many Christian stores, do you think?
Well, you know, I think that because of the Amazon, it's actually a front runner for the $9 price.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the poster book for the $9 price right now. And I think there's been some issues with retailers who are wanting to buy the book from Amazon in large quantities because they felt like they could get it cheaper from Amazon.
Mm.
But Amazon has put some safeguards in place to prevent that. So with that in mind, I don't know how popular it'll be at Christian retail. I mean, obviously, Sarah Palin's one who connects with evangelicals, but retailers may kind of keep their hands off of it, being afraid that they just can't compete
right
with online. Now, when the book comes out, obviously, your big box retailers are going to have it at a discount, but it won't be $9. You know,
right.
it'll probably be somewhere in the $17, $18 range.
Right. What else do we have? What are some of the big releases, be they books, music, whatever?
Joel Osteen just released this week, and he's on a big media tour right now. He was on Fox and Friends this morning talking about It's Your Time. We expected a pretty interesting month with Sarah Palin, a 1.5 million printing, with the Rick Warren, 1.5 million printing, follow-up to Purpose Driven Life. We have found out just yesterday, the day before, that it's been pushed back to first quarter 2010, just to allow Pastor Warren to more time to write it and to finish the manuscript.
That's going to disappoint some retailers, I'm sure, who are set
yeah.
on a couple of big names, big titles for this month, yeah?
Right, and Rick Warren would be one who would probably deliver for Christian bookstores.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they had that big competition for the cover art.
Right.
Right.
So
it's kind of a surprise,
isn't
it?
All the hype is out there.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of expectation, and now they're just going to have to sit and wait.
And when I was appending the article today, you know, in our online, we put an editor's note to let them know, I told Eric that I saw another story where a previous Warren title had been delayed. So I almost thought it was the same, or somebody had written this story before me, but actually I think it was one of the smaller follow-ups to
mm-hmm.
Purpose Driven Life years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Other things we have coming out, Tyndale is really pushing the official Chuck Norris fact book.
Right.
You know, we have Chuck Norris, who his facts have been around. You wonder if perhaps that trend has been played
mm-hmm.
to this point,
mm-hmm.
and that finally, you know, they get around to the official, and it's kind of like, you know, kind of ho-hum. But
no, Dwayne, Chuck never dies.
That's right, yeah. I shouldn't have even said that. I'm going to have to sleep with one eye open tonight.
That's right.
We also have Jensen Franklin has his new release. You know, his Fasting was a New York Times bestseller.
Right.
I know Charisma House has big plans for Jensen Franklin, and he has generated some buzz. His Fear Fighters is kind of along the same lines of the Lucado Fearless. We're seeing some titles that basically indirectly talk about the kind of environment we're
right.
in as a nation.
Fear and hope.
That's right.
Those two
yeah.
themes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's not a November title, but it's pretty close. December 1st, we have the follow-up to The Love Dare, which is The Love Dare Day by Day.
Right, and that's going to be huge, isn't it,
yes.
going into Christmas?
Yeah, well, you almost wonder if it should have been released 2 weeks earlier
mm.
before the Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Black Friday shopping and all
right.
that. Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's going to be a really big one. That's B&H Publishing Group, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, music, we have, this month we have a couple of big names, don't we? Casting Crowns and
right.
Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yes.
And we all know that music has been struggling, but those are likely to be big sellers again, aren't
and
they?
And big Christian retail
right.
draws, too.
Right.
You have Casting Crowns and Switchfoot have albums coming out within a week of each other, and both of those are huge Christian artists. Switchfoot is probably more, would probably sell more in the mainstream, in the
right.
general market.
Right.
But Casting Crowns is one who seems to deliver for the Christian bookstores.
Right.
And even Chris Tomlin is coming out with has a Christmas album.
That's a very good point. Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest individual artists of the last couple of years. Yeah, that's right. So there could be some music, could be a strong category for our stores in this season.
Plus, we have Susan Boyle. Who would have thought that last year we were looking at the YouTube video, millions of hits.
Right.
Who would have thought that you go into a Christian bookstore this season and see the debut title from a woman who is unknown just, you know, months ago.
It leaves me scratching my head a little bit, quite kind of how it ends up in Christian retail, but...
Right. Hey, yeah. Well, she has a couple of hymns
right,
on it.
Right.
I don't know, you know, what the other songs are like.
Right.
I know there's a Rolling Stones song on it, too. So.
Well, that could be. It would be interesting to hear some stores, how they're handling that.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about what's coming. What actually is happening in terms of sales? What are the bestseller lists telling us currently?
Well, we have Crazy Love on the top of the bestseller list, and Francis Chan has been doing very well.
Yeah.
He has a new book out, too. The name escapes me.
Forgotten God.
Forgotten God, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe that that's been on the bestseller list as well as Crazy Love at the same time.
Right. In fact, we're going to be working on a little story about Crazy Love. I've heard of a store somewhere in Southern California that has basically hand-sold something like 400 copies of this book. It's just a book that the store there, they fell in love with, and they just sold it hard. So it's going to be a real kind of instructive example for stores on how getting passionate about a particular title without a great deal of marketing. I mean, it wasn't heavily promoted, as far as I recall. It's just one of those that kind of caught people's attentions and imagination and has just taken off. They've come out subsequently with a DVD curriculum as well, haven't they? But what else have we seen on the lists?
Well, of course, Max Lucado's Fearless.
Right.
And
that kind of ties into what Duane was saying earlier about the hope and the uncertainty and, yeah, mm-hmm. striking a chord.
And the Love Dare continues strong, as does The Shack. And how about Jesus Calling from Sarah Young, that devotional gift book from Thomas Nelson? And Ted Decker's still up there, as well as Beverly Lewis with the Amish fiction.
Now, you mentioned Max Lucado. Let's just briefly do a quick little plug for Max Lucado. We're giving stores the opportunity to win a Christmas greeting from Max Lucado, right?
Right.
Duane, tell folks a little bit about that.
Well, we have a little fun quiz on our website where retailers can go. They answer three wise questions that are not completely difficult, and it basically has to do with our virtual Christian show,
the Christmas showcase.
Which they should be familiar with already, because
right.
There are so many great specials and everything in that. When they answer those questions, we will take all the corrected entries and do a drawing, and the grand prize will be a voicemail from Max Lucado for the store for the Christmas season. Something nice. You wouldn't imagine anything else coming from Max, and just welcoming shoppers. We'll also have some autographed copies of Fearless to give away to runners up as well.
And everyone can always go to vcs.christianretailing.com, and there's a lot more contests. Actually, there's another contest on there as well that you can find to get more information about VCS.
Right. In fact, just for anybody who doesn't know, we should just remind them about the Virtual Christmas Showcase, which is 2025 suppliers with some of their key products and releases, special offers, particularly for the Christmas season. And also, we've gathered a variety of additional helps, haven't we? We've got some audio interviews about the Christmas season, different products and so on, a retailer roundtable of stores sharing some of their ideas. So lots of resources for people if they can either go listen online or even download and listen later to that. Let's just close then with, obviously here in our office, we're constantly being informed of new releases, new titles, lists and products every day. Sometimes it can be kind of hard to sort through the mix, but let me just ask each of you just briefly, is there something that's caught your eye for some particular reason, a new product, a new release that you've thought, oh, that seems interesting?
Well, I noticed that Caruso has God's Girls, an African-American doll, mm-hmm. out this year, and I think that Barbie just came out with an African-American doll, and personally, I think the Caruso one looks more African-American.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're, you know, aiming for that Barbie look on the other one.
Right.
But just because those types of dolls are in the industry, maybe Caruso can gain some speed on that one.
Interesting, yeah.
I'm interested in the follow-up to the Fireproof movie.
Right.
I'm trying to guess what the title is. I'm guessing that it's going to be an F title from all the previous films made by Sherwood Pictures.
Facing
the Giants, Fireproof. They've been giving clues and hints online, but it's not really clear yet. They're supposed to announce it November 15th at a church service there.
Very interesting.
So we'll be following that.
Any thoughts on the topic?
I
know you'd like it to be about fishing, but what?
Yeah,
do you
fishing. They've done football. They've done what else have they done? They've done firemen,
right?
Football and used car salesmen. So that's not it. So I'm guessing it's not going to be about science fiction or outer space.
All right. Right.
Well, they have $2 million, $2.5 million to play with.
There you go, Dwayne. What caught your eye?
I've been listening to the new song release, which is Give Yourself Away. It's the first time new song has been around forever. I grew up in Marietta, Georgia. They were a local group back then when I was a teenager. They kind of hit the national scene. They started out as a little contemporary quartet. Now they're like a band. First time they've teamed with Charlie Peacock. So that's interesting. Their sound's a little more slick, a little more polished. Eddie Carswell has some really great songs, and then Russ Lee is back with them too as vocalist. Mm-hmm. So it still has a new song sound, but Charlie Peacock's kind of refined a little bit.
Mm.
Also got the, and we're featuring it in the December issue, the Carrie Brajan book that came out. I don't know what it's going to do at Christian stores, but I just found it interesting with all the controversy that she had.
Right, this was Miss America, right?
The runner-up. Yep. And just in the news today, her and the pageants have settled their lawsuits against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see how I think it's too late to affect the book. And then the book is kind of a tell-all about how how she felt like she was mistreated by the pageant and the things that they did. Mm-hmm. So some of our readers might really be interested in.
What is the Christian element in that book?
Well, she starts out, the very beginning of the book, she's a Christian, and that's part of what put her at odds with the pageant. Even before the infamous question, they told her, don't mention God, don't do this, don't do that. And even in the end of the book, she takes some like biblical characters and draws leadership tips from it. But as I mentioned in the review, it doesn't seem like she's setting herself up to be a spokesperson, although, you know, with a book, it's got her face on it and everything. But she does seem to say, I'm just a beauty pageant contestant who was asked my opinion about something, and I'm unexpectedly somehow thrown into the middle of all this.
Right.
So. But she did become a spokeswoman as a result,
you
know,
whether
or not she is, you know, claiming
that
moment.
Right.
She put herself in that position after that.
Right. Alicia, what have you found?
Well, I'm excited about the Globe Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm excited about how interactive it is. I know that Newsweek is saying that it could mean the end of the actual print Bible. We hope that's not true, but I'm excited about, you know, the photos and the tours that you can even get through the Bible. I think it'll take Bible reading to another, you know, level, especially reaching a younger generation.
Right.
And people
can
actually win a copy of the Globe Bible.
There you go.
If they come to our virtual Christmas showcase, and what do they have to do?
They have to go through and answer.
Oh, that's the nominating the industry leader of the year?
Yes.
Okay. So they can either win a registration to the gathering.
That's right.
Or they can nominate
or the Globe.
That's right. That's also at our website, www.christianretailing.com. The last thing I noticed, I think I'm going to want to keep an eye on, is this new DVD series featuring Donald Miller. We all know, you know, Blue Light Jazz and Million Miles in 1,000 Days or 1,000, something like that. A new book that's, you know, very, very popular, very very popular writer and speaker. He's hosting a new one of these new short form DVD small group series, you know, those discussion things.
Right.
There's three titles coming out in the first grouping, and I just think I think this is really hitting people in the small group curriculum area. It's proving very popular. It's kind of informal. It's less of the didactic, I'm standing behind a pulpit talking to you, but it's kind of conversational. Again, as you were saying, Felicia, kind of maybe connecting more with that younger generation. But I think that's going to go well, and we certainly heard at ICRS this summer how that category, that short film category in DVD, is really catching on at retail. So that's going to be something worth watching as well. Convergence coming soon. Well, thanks everybody for listening in. We're planning to get together again at the beginning of next month to see what's coming. So hope you may be able to join us again. For now, thanks for joining us. Bye.